Hi everyone, welcome to part 2 of the Windows 10 for phone. This part 2 we discuss more on the apps, and this is about me, Senthamel Selvan. So we have the details here, and for part 2 we discuss more on the phone, most of the apps which comes along with the Windows 10 for phone, which is primarily the phone Outlook, Groove, Edge, Alarm, Calendar and Photo, and we would run through other app as well. So let's see. Okay, so this is the Windows 10 for phone which I'm running the emulator. You can see the Outlook Calendar, Outlook Mail, People, Edge, Music. There is a photo here and there is an alarm here. So pretty much most of the apps are there. And from Windows 10 for phone, the new concept is the universal app, which is the UWP. The universal app will run smoothly on Windows 10 as well as on Windows 10 for phone. And let's check with photo app. Let's start with the mail app. So if you see here, the mail app is a universal app and it looks pretty much the same which you see here. Where is the mail? Okay, so pretty much the same mail app which you can see here. Okay, so it's more or less the same app. So it is a universal app which you can run, and this is how it is a universal app in. So this is on Windows 10 and it's on the emulator, so most probably both are the same. And if you see here, there is a burger menu which is on top. You can switch between the account. One bad news for the Windows Phone 8.1 users is that there is no longer a linked email account. So whatever the email account which you're going to add in, it considered to be as a separate or individual email account. So you will not be receiving all the email in just one box like a linked account. So it's pretty much they changed it. And apart from that, this is the pretty thing which you can see, the email which I have received in, and you have the reply and email options. One more thing which you need to see is, if you see here, there are accounts. You can keep adding in the account. So once you add more and more email account, you start to see the account on the burger menu on top. And other things are the settings. If you go to the settings, there are several settings. One is the account settings, where you can, it takes you to how far, how much, how long you want to synchronize the account, and how far you want to item it, you want to receive it, and you want to sync it, or all those things are there. And there is one more setting which is called the personalization. So which is the color which you can choose for the email, and you can even say dark color or the light color, or the Windows, use the Windows theme. So the Windows color and the reading you can switch on. And there is one more option which you see here is swipe action. So when you swipe left, the email will be deleted. You can even configure what you want to do when you swipe left, and similarly when you swipe right, what you want to do. So pretty too much action which I like the most. And this is the same which you have, the conversation mode and the signature. And there is one more option which is called the show on action center. If you notice here, this feature is not automatically turned on, or by default it is set to off. So which means that you will not hear the sound when you get an email. So you need to come here and turn it on. Even though when you set the sound in notification and the settings and the global settings, there is one more settings here which controls your notification as well. So you need to turn it on for the first settings. By default it is turned off. I don't know why by default it is turned off. It should be on. So that's about the mail app which you see here. So these are the options you can see in the mail app. It's a universal app. And if you want to see, this is the delete option. When I swipe right, you can delete it. When I swipe left, you are setting a flag. So pretty much both are slide. And you have a red and red box here, and this is the burger menu. Okay. And you can synchronize. It tells you up to date what are the how long it see. If the email is up to date, it tells you up to date, and if it cannot sync, it gives you the error message here. And if you want to create a new email, you just click on the plus and you start to go. This is about the email. And next, if you want to see on the photos, so these are the photos which you can see here. This is also a universal app, and click on that, you would see your photos. Pretty much photos are there. And if you notice here, it is arranged by the collection, then by the album, so camera roll and the saved pictures and the folders, whether it's on OneDrive or the picture folder, this device and save pictures. So you can see the pictures here and you can start editing the picture. So it gives you the preliminary editing features of the photo. Okay, so you can share the picture, albums and the collections. So this is again kind of a universal app which you can see here. And you can even create an album here. If you want to create a new album, you can even create a new album here. And there are some settings as well. So if we go there and then go to settings, it takes you to the link duplicate, and in the tile which picture you want to see. You can even set the recent picture or something which is like you want to set the fixed picture, you can do that. And you can even make it to show the cloud, which is the OneDrive pictures as well. So you can set both option. So that's about the picture app. It's pretty much the same as Windows 10 pictures. Okay, next we move on to the calendar. So first time when you run the calendar, it asks you to add an account or select an account. You just say ready to go. So the calendar app is now kind of a new app, universal app as well. And you have the calendar settings. You can choose the account and the calendar settings as well. So these are the basic calendar settings for your calendar. If you have a multiple calendar, you can even set the colors. So alternate calendar, so you can even set the colors. And this is about the settings. And if you notice here, you can have the agenda view. This is the agenda view, and this one is like daily view. So you can navigate between the views as well. See here, it's like I have two calendars, then I just navigate to that particular view. Okay, so this is the agenda view. If you have an agenda, then it shows. You can scroll down the agenda to this, keep changes when you scroll down the agenda. Okay, so that's about the Outlook calendar app. And next we would see the Edge. So the Edge browser comes along with the Windows 10 for phone, and it is a default browser which comes along. And if you see here, the menu has been pushed down and you have the text to enter the URL, you have the refresh button and the tabs, and along with that you have a read mode option. These options more or less the same which you see here on the Windows Phone 8.1. You can add the favorites, you can add to the reading list, and you have the settings. You can sync your content, which means that whatever the favorites you add in, it will be automatically synced across all the devices. So if you add your favorites on Windows 10, it is going to sync your favorites on Windows 10 for phone as well. So you have several advanced settings. And if you see here, pretty much faster. So you can see the Bing, for example. If I search for Microsoft, so pretty much faster. So kind of Edge is getting more and more update, and it has become faster and faster. It's easy and fluid as well. So you can even switch to the reading view, so which eliminates your style and other for reading mode as well. And you can see multiple tabs here, and you can even close the tabs here. It's going to go to the home page. So that's about the Edge. And the other app which I want to show you is the music app. So if you see here, it starts to synchronize your music from the OneDrive. So these are the kind of videos or the music audios which I have added in the OneDrive. It automatically picks up from the OneDrive and it shows all the. This is also a universal app. You see here, the bergamot is here. You can arrange the songs by the artist, by the playlist. You can add your own playlist, and you can see your now playing, and there are few settings as well. Okay, so this is about the music app, and you can even get music from the store. Right now in my region, I don't have the pass, music pass, which can be purchased, so I don't get to have the music here. So this is how it does. You can select the song. This is based on the album. You can go back and check. Okay, so this is about the Groove music app. Okay, so it has multiple. Let's close this. So if you have a multiple thing to do, then you can just the window can be closed at any time. And if you notice here, the other apps are the alarm and the clock. So this app is pretty much, they've changed it. So if you notice here, there is 7 a.m. alarm. On top you can see that the world clock. So you can add, say for example, London. Previously this was a separate app which you need to install from the App Store or the Windows Store, but now it comes along with the alarm clock. So you don't need to install a separate app for the world clock. And also it comes along with the timer. You can have your timer, and you have a stopwatch as well, so which is pretty much. So this is about the alarm clock, and I think there is a notification. Okay, this one I forgot to mention you on the part one. So if you see here, when you move it from the top, you have a notification pane where you can see all your settings as well. So if you notice here, there is a flashlight already there. You don't have to install a separate app for it. And there is a quiet hours. You can set the quiet hours. Pretty much handy on the settings on the notification pane or the. So this out about the apps which you have. And finally, I want to show you the Cortana. Cortana is like, it's the same which it has from Windows 8.1. So it has the notebook, reminder, and the feedback. So you have the interest. And you can even search for your, see, it even brings you your local app as well. So I can directly go to the settings from here. If you search for the settings, it brings you to the settings as well. So that's how on part 2 of the Windows 10 for phone. So pretty much I have covered most of the Windows 10 features that comes with the build 10586. So hope you enjoyed the session. Thank you so much.